Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Aaron Van Egmond. I'm the CEO of Hobsons Bay City Council. I'd like to welcome you all here this evening for the election of the Hobsons Bay City Council Mayor and Deputy Mayor. It's great that so many people from our community were able to attend this evening, so I'd like to thank you for your attendance. In addition, I'd like to welcome those of us who are joining on the live stream that is currently occurring over the internet. So welcome to anyone who's in attendance on the live stream. Tonight's a really important night for council, where we go through the process of electing a mayor and deputy mayor for the next term of council, for the next year. As well as acknowledging those of you who are present here tonight, I'd also like to specifically mention some people who are in attendance that have played a significant role in our community, both the council and the community, over a number of years. So just to make reference to some people who are in attendance this evening, former mayor and councillors. So I'd like to acknowledge Lee Hardinge, OAM, former mayor and councillor, Jenny Carter, partner of former Mayor and Councillor Dick Murdoch. Also former Citizens of the Year, current Citizen of the Year, Marilyn Olive and Nick Olive. Former Citizens of the Year, Leslie Old, OAM. George Said, Jeff Mitchellmore, OAM and Olga Mitchellmore. Ralph Humphreys, Barry Hansen, and also Joseph Attard and Jane Attard. If I've not acknowledged any former councillors or citizens of the year who are in attendance, please accept my apologies. But thank you very much for your attendance here this evening. So one of the components of tonight's meeting is that the CEO, myself, chairs this particular meeting, because as of 6 o'clock this morning, our former mayor stood down from the office of mayor. So I'll be conducting tonight's vote for the mayor in accordance with clause 11 of our meeting procedure and common seal local law 2015, and will be the temporary chairperson for proceedings relating to the election of the mayor. So I'd now like to open the meeting with item one, the council prayer and welcome. And I'd ask you all to be outstanding. The Council of Hobsons Bay recognises that it is privileged to serve a community enriched by diversity. It respects and values our community's backgrounds. It respects and values our community's backgrounds, customs and beliefs, and declares that we will always act impartially to the best of its skill and judgment. Through its deliberations and conduct, the Council upholds the Council values to deliver outcomes that enhance the City of Hobsons Bay. I would like to acknowledge that we are gathered on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. We recognise the First Peoples' relationship to this land and offer our respect to their elders past and present. Please be seated. As I mentioned earlier, this meeting is also being webcast live via the internet to enhance public access to the deliberations of Council. The meeting is being recorded as a podcast and will be made available on the Council website on Monday. The next item on tonight's agenda is apologies. Councillors, are there any apologies to be granted this evening?
Mr Chair, I have an apology from the Deputy Mayor, outgoing Councillor Michael Brick.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Marsden.
Seconded,
Councillor Gates. So I put the motion, all those in favour? Carried. The next item on tonight's agenda is the Mayoral Focus and the End of Term Report. I'd like to call on Councillor Marsden whether he's interested in moving this item.
It would be my privilege and I so move the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Is there a seconder?
I'm happy to second it, Mr Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Altair. Okay. Is there anyone against this motion?
Chairman, may I say a few things to the report?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Councillor.
Certainly. This report speaks for itself, and I won't labour on the issues within, but it seeks to tease out a few issues that were of importance to me as Mayor over the last 12 months. And I commend it to you to read, and also another document worth looking at that reflects my particular interest and focus throughout the year is the current Hobsons Bay newsletter, which is would have been delivered to your letterboxes in the last couple of weeks. I'm very, very proud of what we've achieved, particularly in the last ordinary council meeting. I'd also like to, at this point, if I may, Chair, say a few words about the last 12 months in general. A year ago, I said that I had confidence in my council, my CEO, and my community, and that confidence was well-founded. I can't take personal credit for much that we've done, but I'm fiercely proud of what the council has achieved this year. I want to begin by acknowledging the role of Councillor Michael Gregg as Deputy Mayor, and if you're watching on this live stream or watching the recording of the live stream later, I'd like to thank you, Councillor, for your loyal assistance. Councillor Gregg is at a funeral for a very close family member, and our thoughts are with you and your family. We have a very capable council, and the rest of my fellow councillors have all been mayor once before at least, which gives depth and experience to the representation our community enjoys in our deliberations for the City of Hobsons Bay. And I want to thank each of my fellow councillors in turn. Thank you, Councillor Angela Altair. Thank you, Councillor Tony Briffer. Councillor Colleen Gates. Thank you, Councillor Petty and Pill. And thank you, Councillor Sandra Wilson. I believe in democracy, and I know that each of you take your responsibilities very seriously. Thank you for all you do for your community, and I've loved working with this council as mayor. I'd also like to acknowledge the efforts of all of our staff on council who, after all, make it all happen. The council is effective precisely because of the hundreds of people who have dedicated their working hours to serving the citizens of Hobsons Bay, whether they work, live, or visit here. And to the staff, we owe you everything we celebrate here tonight. Thank you for your dedication and spirited contribution to the life of the community of Hobsons Bay. And I'll say a little bit more later in the other chamber when we talk about the year that's passed, because there's been a lot of change to the council team, and I'd like to acknowledge their contribution as well. But just now, quickly, to thank the people who lead this complex and vital organisation and who are vital to the success of the council, including the executive leadership team, who are driving the agenda hard and making large changes quickly and bringing the team along with them, including the CEO, Aaron Van Engbroek, thank you, who's been here for almost 18 months and is a gun. Our directors, Director Infrastructure and City Services, Sanjay Manivasikasivam, thank you. Director Sustainability Communities, Penny Winslade. Director Corporate Services, Andrew McLeod. And of course, the Acting Manager Communications and Engagement, Jim Leake. I just wanted to thank your role in the council. I'd like to thank the governance team for their punctilious attention to detail in providing the documentation and record keeping for meetings and briefings involving a lot of after hours work, and to their boss, Di Arkins, for your sound advice. And that's enough for me, really. All the information's in the report, and I commend it to you. Thank you, all of you, for being here tonight, and thank you for making this year such a rewarding experience. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. I'd also like to invite any other speakers to the motion. Councillor Elkton?
Happy to say a few words as seconder of the motion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Look, I just want to congratulate Councillor Marsden on a magnificent year, and he put into focus matters that he was deeply passionate about, including reconciliation and, of course, the environment. And he certainly walked the talk. I'm very proud of the fact that he continued the mayoral progress, this time on his bike. And in passing, I want to acknowledge that the little mayorette was featured heavily throughout the year. And it's here now, I think. She's gone outside. And of course, the lovely mayoress, Sylvia, who was always very much a part of the wonderful ceremonies that were conducted throughout the year. It's been, as Councillor Marsden said, an absolute pleasure to serve not only with him as leader, but just the whole team. We're very proud of being part of this magnificent and cohesive and very, very productive council. And I'm very proud to see that we focus on the right things, which is serving the community and the wonderful people who gathered with us tonight. So congratulations again, Councillor Marsden. You've left a great legacy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Octay. Is there any other speakers to the motion? Councillor Gates?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will keep it brief, but I would just like to congratulate Councillor Marsden on a very successful mayoral term. You delivered the mayoral program with swagger and style, and your passion for the environment and the focus of your mayoral program covered aspects that are also very close to my heart. So I also congratulate you on the aspects that you did deliver. Not only did you bring people along the ride, and quite literally with your mayoral bike rides on our shared trails, but you even traversed the coastline in your boat, as I'm aware. And so I think over the 12 months period, you've managed to cover almost every square inch of the municipality. And so well done once again on a successful year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gates. Any other speakers? Councillor Wilson?
Yes, I'd like to say a few words, and resoundingly passionate, hardworking, and a very present mayor. I think that you were evident in every corner of the municipality, whether it was à la bicyclette or on foot, or certainly in any integrated transport form that we have in Hobsons Bay. And the advocacy side of the work of our mayor, Councillor Marsden, as well, is very strongly recognised through the Association of Bayside Municipalities and through the Melbourne Metropolitan Transport Forum. So all of those issues that I think are in the sights of our community and captured in our community vision, Hobsons Bay 2030, you have championed over the last year, and we should expect nothing less of our mayor. But I heartily commend you on a tremendous and passionate year as mayor of Hobsons Bay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Finally, any other speakers? Okay. Councillor Marsden, would you like to close the debate?
Only to reiterate that I'm fiercely proud of what we've achieved. And a lot of that's down to your efforts, Mr. Chair, so I thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. I'll now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Okay, now we can move on to item 4 on tonight's agenda, which is the election of the Mayor. The procedure for the election of Mayor will follow Section 90 of the Local Government Act 1989 and Clauses 12, 13 and 14 of the Meeting Procedure and Common Seal, Local Law 2015. Councillors, I'd now like to call nominations for the Office of Mayor for 2019-20. Are there any nominations?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It gives me great pleasure to nominate Councillor Colleen Gates to serve as our Mayor for the coming year, and it will be for her second term.
Thank you, Councillor. So Councillor Gates, nominated by Councillor Altair. Councillor Gates, do you accept that nomination?
I do, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, are there any other nominations for the position of Mayor for 2019-20? Okay. So there not being any other nominations, I'd now like to declare Councillor Colleen Gates as Mayor of Hobsons Bay City Council. Please join me in congratulating. I now have the opportunity to put the mayoral robe on Councillor Gates and also the mayoral jewel. If I could have an officer to assist me with just in case.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet this evening, but I'd also like to begin by acknowledging all the members of the gallery for coming along this evening. It's very much appreciated that you've taken some time out from your busy schedules, and especially with the weather being so cold and miserable outside, even though it's November. In particular, I would like to thank my family, and my extended family, Leslie, who are all seated in the front row, and for being able to come along this evening, and also acknowledging other dignitaries and VIPs in the room. I see many familiar faces, and so again, thank you for taking the time to come out this evening. It's a special privilege to be elected as the Mayor for the 19-20 term, and I'd also like to thank my colleagues for their support and their confidence in me to lead the team. I also want to acknowledge my colleagues, as the outgoing Mayor has also done. I think we all feel pretty strongly about the group, in that the skill set within our group of seven is amazing. We've got a diverse range of interests and qualifications across the councillor team, and the extensive knowledge base really helps significantly when it comes to decision making for our community. We literally have seven subject matter experts who are seated around the table together. I think because of our expertise, it's also fair to say that our council has shown it can be bold when needed, and we have a propensity to be leading edge. and I'm proud to be part of such a dynamic group. I'd also like to thank the CEO and the staff for all that they do and their ongoing support. There are many people working behind the scenes and in the background, not just for this evening, but all throughout the year, and the incredible amount of work that those people do is very much appreciated by myself and I think also my colleagues. It's been somewhat of a tradition for the Mayor of the Day to have a mayoral program, again, as you've just heard from Councillor Marsden. And for me, it makes good sense, of course, for that program to align with the vision and the strategic direction of Council. So whilst I will need to explore and nail down some specifics in consultation with my colleagues and the CEO, I'd like to place some focus on three key areas, if that's possible. And that's largely around open space, community connectedness and innovation. We know our residents treasure our coastline and our parklands and sports fields. I'd like to place some focus or emphasis on how Council and the community can protect, enhance and share these spaces for all. Examples of how we're collaborating to do this already include the Dog Off Leash Park in Brooklyn, expansion of our shared trail networks for cyclists and walkers, and greater protections for migratory birds, who fly more than 25,000 kilometres to rest on our shoreline each year. Volunteers are the glue in our community, people with a passion, hobby or interest to connect with others and give up their time freely to make a difference for our community. Many of you would have already heard of successful and hardworking groups such as the Men's Shed and Boomerang Bags. I think it would be wonderful to somehow try and showcase some of the groups we may not have heard of. For example, did you know we have walking basketball for people of all ages and abilities in Altona Meadows? And there's a volunteer snorkel and dive group who recently picked up rubbish underwater at the Altona Pier. And thirdly is the innovation piece. Now, I'm no technology guru, and I don't think I'm necessarily very good at coming up with creative ideas either. But the council has been dabbling in the innovation space over recent years. We've just helped establish the new Creative Technology Hub at SeaWorks. Our digital transformation is in full swing, and we've been collaborating with university students on various initiatives. I think there is an opportunity to work with our younger residents, perhaps through junior council, to develop innovative ideas and find projects for potential implementation. In closing, I'd like to extend an invitation to the community to reach out to myself or my colleagues if you have ideas or a local experience you wish to share. The opportunity to work with and represent community is what makes this role special. And we're here to represent you, and in the best way to do that is to connect and be accessible. So thank you all once again for your presence and support, and I look forward to a successful year ahead. Thank you. I will immediately start by breaking protocol and ask if any of my colleagues would like to provide any response. Councillor Wilson.
Sure, I would. It would be my pleasure, Madam Mayor, to provide a response to what I think is going to be a magnificent year, the final year of a really good term of this council. So we're 1920, so we're coming into the end of this four-year term. So to be part of the team that you lead, we're very calm, we're a very focused council, and I'm really looking forward to those touch points that you've mentioned that are very significant, I think, in terms of all of the councillors here and many of our community, because it cuts across so many aspects of what is, you use the words glue of our community, volunteers, innovation. I think we've had some terrific innovation shown with our new leadership team, and as well as that community connectedness. Isn't that what it's all about and what this evening signifies as well? So I commend you on your appointment as mayor. Looking forward to working with you and seeing how that mayoral focus emerges. Congratulations.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Councillor Marsden.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and congratulations. I wish you all the best. You have a lot of experience, but we'll be leading in an election year, which requires sound political skill and judgment, which you have in spades. I know you'll smash it like an avocado. Good luck.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Councillor Hempel.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Congratulations, and I know you've done this once before, so you know how it all works, and I'm sure you'll do another admirable job. So I look forward to working with you in the current, in this next year.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. I'm already getting the ropes caught under the wheels of the chair. I'm sure all of my colleagues here will attest to that problem. Councillor Obte.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First, I want to echo all the sentiments that have been expressed by my colleagues. And I love the three areas of special focus that you've nominated. In particular, you know, community connectedness, something that's not only vital but absolutely central to the cohesiveness of a community. And right now, we need this more than ever, so good for you. You made mention of open space. Now, one of the things that we know about Mayor Gates is that she is absolutely passionate to the point of sometimes, you know, probably a little bit too much about Wetlands Ward and going into bat and champion the
Never too much.
Never too much, but I'm telling you, she is one of the most vocal, passionate, insistent champion of that particular area of the municipality in particular. So it was no coincidence that in her speech there were special mentions made of that particular area. And I know under your leadership, Madam Mayor, we will be focusing with some extra, I think, energy on that particular side of the municipality. But that's not to say that you're not going to be a great leader for the whole community, and I'm looking forward very much to the year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Alto. Councillor Griffith.
Mayor Gates, I'll just keep it very brief, but congratulations on your election as Mayor. I'm looking forward to the 12 months ahead. We do have, as you said, a great team, along with Councillor Brecken, who isn't here, unfortunately, tonight. It was a bit funny hearing Councillor Altair talking about someone being too passionate about their ward, given how passionate she is about her own particular ward. But, you know, we do think about the areas of greatest need in our municipality, and to make sure that we share the love across the whole municipality. So that's what we do. So congratulations again, and look forward to a great term. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith. We'll now move on to item 6 on the agenda, which is the appointment of Deputy Mayor. So Council may appoint a Deputy Mayor to assist the Mayor with official duties. The position of Deputy Mayor is not a statutory position under the Local Government Act 1989, and there's no additional allowance payable. However, there has been tradition at Hobsons Bay to appoint a Deputy Mayor, certainly in the time that I've been here. And so, councillors, I will seek a mover.
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith.
Seconded.
And seconded by Councillor Altair. Would you like to...
Just extremely briefly. Yep. I think it makes sense to have a Deputy Mayor to assist the Mayor in their duties. That's not to say that if any other councillors can assist, you know, we're all here ready to assist. But it is good to have one person dedicated in that role. So very happy to move this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith. Councillor Altex, anything to add?
Councillor Griffith has explained it.
Thank you very much. Councillors, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. In that case, we can now move on to seeking nominations for the Deputy Mayor. So I will now call for nominations for Deputy Mayor for the 2019-20 term.
Madam Chair, if I may, I'd like to nominate Councillor Sandra Wilson to serve as Deputy Mayor for 2019-20.
Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Councillor Wilson, do you accept the nomination?
I willingly accept that nomination.
Thank you. Are there any further nominations for Deputy Mayor? As there are no further nominations, I hereby declare that Councillor Wilson is duly elected as Deputy Mayor of the Hobson Bay City Council for 1920. Congratulations. Again, I'll break from protocol. Councillor Wilson, would you like to share any words?
Just very briefly to say I accept the honour. It is an honour and a privilege to be a councillor in the first place, but to hold a role of leadership, a leadership role of such a, as I said earlier, such a calm and focused council. I'm looking forward to the year ahead, and I accept that honour, as I said, very willingly, and look forward to it. So, and thank you for the support of my colleagues. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Item 8 of the agenda is the mayoral travel, vehicle and travel arrangements. So Council may provide a vehicle or paying allowance as detailed in the recommendation before you. Councillors, are there any questions? In that case, do I have a mover? Moved, Councillor Altair, seconded by Councillor Hempel. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Altair?
No, I think it's pretty well expressed in the recommended motion, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hempel. Anyone against? Any other speakers? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? It is carried. Thank you, councillors. So, we've whipped through that nice and quick, Mr. CEO. I will now declare the meeting closed, and I'd like to invite everyone here in the public gallery to join us in meeting rooms 3 and 4, where we will proceed with a civic reception. There will be a few more speeches and possibly an outgoing gift, a gift for the outgoing mayor. And I think very much the focus of the civic reception is a bit of a celebration of Councillor Marsden's successful year as mayor, and I'm sure you might have a few words to say to the audience. Plus, of course, we have beverages and some food. So on that note, I will close the meeting at 7:35 p.m. and thank you, everyone.
What's wrong with you?